So yesterday, Ryan texts me a couple photos from his neighborhood, from your front door.
Yeah.
We have audio.
Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Coyote. Wile E. Coyote. Genius.
You got coyotes at your front door, dude.
Yeah. It was weird because it was like 5:30 and I was already up and I got a motion at the front door like somebody's at your door.
Sure.
And I'm like, five, what is this, Amazon or something? So I look and I'm like, oh, that's a dog. Poor dog. And I show it to my wife. She goes, Ryan, that's not a dog, dude. That's a coyote.
Is everybody having, are the coyotes coming in a little bit more this year? Have you guys had some experience recently?
We have the Facebook group where people share stuff. And I know somebody saw them last summer.
Is there, and this is such a stupid question, is there anything you can do to repel them? Because I've seen, like, you know, to get rid of geese and stuff at soccer fields, they put coyotes up, those like cardboard ones. You ever seen those? You put them,
they have, like, yeah.
Yeah, they have cutouts of them. They stick them and put them around the field to scare off the birds. But how do you scare off a coyote? Do you like get a cardboard cutout of a bear or something?
When we had the skunk issue in Livonia, I think it was coyote urine. And I sprayed it all around my house.
Which, by the way, worst name for a country nightclub ever.
Yeah, I sprayed it all around my
house. Hey, welcome to Coyote Urine. Who wants a shot? No, I don't.
I'm good.
I'm good at Coyote Urine. Horrible club. Seriously, though, what do you do with these things? Oh, somebody texted in. 12 gauge. Thank you. Colleen said better than the feral hogs in Adrian. There are feral hogs in Adrian? Scary animal, but great name for a barbecue joint, right?
Right.
Feral hogs. I believe that's actually the kitchen at Coyote Urine, the club that everybody goes to.
Oh, man.
So what are you going to do?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nothing?
Robert had a suggestion. Drop an Acme anvil on him.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. How do you deal with these things?
I mean, I just don't let my dog out at night.
Yeah.
Without watching him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it. I don't care about it. I think it's kind of cool.
Having coyotes in your neighborhood?
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen them.
Hold on. It's spring here. So what does Ryan need to do?
Go out and get yourself a coonhound.
They'll drive off the coyotes?
Actually, ours go off every night when the coyotes go yipping through, and they avoid the area because most coonhounds will go and fight a pack. They are crazy hunting dogs.
Oh, somebody had a good idea. Roadrunner cutout.
There you go.
Meep, meep.
Somebody said, get a cutout of my ex-wife. That'll repel them.
Find a black feral cat in the neighborhood and paint a white stripe on its back. Another homage to Warner Brothers.
Skunk dip you.
These are some big coyotes, too, man.
They are. I just posted it on our page, too.
All right.
So you can check it out on our Facebook. I'll keyword it.
Yeah, Big Jim Sass WCSX.
But the one you see on the video is pretty big. And then the other one scampering down the street. It was like they're just roaming through looking for some food. You know what else I found in my backyard, too?
What?
Was a bunny den.
Oh, a little nest? So the bunny rabbits?
Yeah, there was two baby bunnies inside of it, laying in it.
Oh, you found a cute little bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Aye. But that's what I'm scared those coyotes are going after.
What kind of Dr. Doolittle neighborhood do you live in with like 8,000 animals running around there? Hold on. Someone's got a suggestion. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, get some mothballs. Just put them out in your front yard around the bushes and the landscaping. That smell of those mothballs would deter them from coming around.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mothballs. You can do that.
Yeah, I did that a bunch in Livonia for the skunks.
Did it work?
No.
It didn't work?
No.
Okay. All right.
And I was dumb. I threw them under the house. You know where the smell went? Mothball smell. I had to crawl underneath there and grab them back out.
You're a tough time.
Yeah,
that's
gotta
tough
hit that
time.
Song.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah, that was a tough part in Ryan's life. So, all right, so coyotes you got coyotes in your front lawn. You got rabbits in the back.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a nice little little group of animals running around.
Let me explain something to you. If you see an elephant running down the street, you're in Jumanji, okay? Just be careful. A guy in a big mustache with a rifle, yeah, you want to run. Yeah, you may be living in Jumanji right now and not realize it.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.